To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We should acknowledge that the Ohio State-Indiana game was a letdown as an Ohio State fan because you didn't have to lose that game. And I think if you were a Browns fan, like trying to like sink your teeth into Fernando Mendoza, I don't know you came away from that game feeling like that's the guy that's going to change the franchise either.
Well, if you looked at the first half, you'd say no chance. And the second half, there was, it kept being third down plays. The third and two was big. The third and six was big. There was just a few big time throws that I did like. Now he ruined me with the post game press conference. That was absolutely brutal.
We probably should play that. So this has been compared to a wrestling promo. This has been compared to a train wreck. Fernando Mendoza being interviewed by Fox after the win.
It sounds so beautiful. I want to give all the glory to God. We were never supposed to be in this position, but by the glory of God, the great coaches, great teammates, everyone we have around us, we were able to pull this off. Whoever thought the Hoosiers would be here, but now the Hoosiers are flipping champs. Let's go!
Right. I mean, the flipping part, I don't know what else he's supposed to say there. Like, it's like us swearing on here. It's like, but I'm never going to say flipping.
Yeah, no.
Never going to say flipping.
You just can't. Like, honestly, I think the good Lord would understand you cursing in like the spirit of not sounding like a knob. Right? Also,
I don't think he's worried about the good Lord there. I think he's worried.
I think he does. I think he deked himself out because he started it with being like, "Oh, glory to God." I think God's like, "I don't need that glory."
Sound like our buddy Willie P there for a second, you know.
That's an inside joke.
And then when his voice cracks and everything that just seems like it was awful. Football Ned Flanders. There's no other way around it.
But like
we've
but
known
like
this.
The Megazord of Ned Flanderisms.
But we've known this though. Like he's got two master's degrees.
Listen
he
to
is
this.
Different.
Kirk Cousins would stuff this into a locker.
It sounds so beautiful. I want to give all the glory to God. We were never supposed to be in this position, but by the glory of God, the great coaches, great teammates, everyone we have around us, we were able to pull this off. Whoever thought the Hoosiers would be here, but now the Hoosiers are flipping champs. Let's go!
By the way,
it's JJ McCarthy vibes is what it is.
Plenty of people thought you would be there because you were one of the five best teams or five highest ranked teams coming into the season.
And consistently ranked in the top five the entire year. Yeah.
Like, this is the promo you cut last year.
It still is Indiana football though. You know, it's still too new for everyone to be like, of course they were going to be good.
I will tell you, that was the best response to Indiana winning was Ohio State fans were like, who cares? It's Indiana. Let them have it.
Yeah. Almost like there's like a sense of joy and pride for Indiana. Like good for you. You got it done.
It was like, had you won, there would have been flexes and Big Ten champions. You beat Michigan. We're going to go win the national championship. You would have totally been like, we're the best team in college football. But the second it was obvious that Ryan Day had lost that game, Ohio State fans were like, don't care. Enjoy it, nerds. Like it was like going from, it was not even giving Indiana the satisfaction of beating you by then melting down and being like, I can't believe we lost Indiana.
Do you buy into the idea of a good loss?
No. Not in this one.
Not in this one. Okay.
This is not a good loss. No, this is a bad loss. This is an embarrassing loss. A good loss to me is, hey, you just had the wrong mistake at the wrong time, right? Everybody was in the right position, confluence of events, but you played a hell of a game. Ohio State played a D-minus game. And I thought Indiana played, I don't think they played an A-plus game either. I thought they played probably a B-minus game. But at least they fell back on what makes Indiana good at football. Ohio State, did Ryan Day care about that game? Because it didn't feel like the stakes were as high as like when he beat, Washington in the regular season.
I mean, I did hear some people suggesting that he was holding a lot of things back that he's going to use in the college football playoff. I heard that excuse floating around there.
But I think that's an excuse. I'm not saying, because here's the thing, you can't let it all on the line against Michigan and then be like, all right, we're going to reel it back in. We're going to put the tiger back in the cage.
I do wonder, and I don't prescribe to that thought process, but I do wonder if, last year the case with him with the Michigan game was that he was doing just that for so many years. Last year's Michigan game, 13-10, but he knew he had to win Michigan. He knew it mattered too much. He had to beat Michigan, so he let the tiger out of the cage, did everything he needed to there, and then, I don't know, maybe in this game, maybe he did just kind of just put the stop sign up. Not use as much and all the different plays that he wanted
to. Like, here's the thing. It wasn't like, what trick plays could we have used, like Quinshon Judkins on a 2-point conversion. It wasn't just that. It was time management that screwed him. He treated the final 3 minutes of the first half like he was up by 20 points instead of like there was a point to make a 14-point swing.
I mean, I know Jeremiah Smith had a massive game, obviously. Like, he played really well. But, like, in that moment, watching that game, I just kept thinking, why isn't 50% of your throws basically going to the man one-on-one coverage that Jeremiah Smith had all game?
Yeah, that, I would also say just in general, I want to get to another excuse because it's just popped up. People putting this at the feet of Brian Hartline is one of the most embarrassing, because that the Ohio State fans who were mad about this did that. Guys, they didn't lose because Brian Hartline became the head coach for South Florida.
Right.
Stop embarrassing yourself. And by the way, it was the same people who were trying to act like Chris Henry Jr. delaying his signing by three days was a big deal, and that we should be mad at Brian Hartline for that. It was not a good week for Ohio State, and I got to be honest with you. You should wonder if Ohio State can win the national championship now. That game, you got out-competed. You got out-talented. Yeah. You just got embarrassed on a lot of fronts. And your coach, you know what, down his leg.
I think there was a couple encouraging things. Obviously, the idea that Indiana's high-powered offense, number two offense in the entire country, they're averaging 45 points a game. Again, that's the second highest number in the entire college football ranks. They looked stopped at a lot of times. Again, they converted some key third downs, though. But, like, your offense against, and Indiana's got a lot of good defensive players, but the Buckeyes' offense just wasn't there.
Yeah, you're going to face, the high likelihood is you're going to face a better defense in the playoffs than you did, or you might just face it again with Indiana. I don't know. I think it's apparent Ohio State has gotten better at pass pro this year on the offensive line, which I think has helped Julian Sain. I think they've regressed significantly as a run protector or a run blocking scheme, and they just can't run the ball.
Bo Jackson was good in the Michigan game. He wasn't particularly good in this game.
I think the offense got exposed. And again, I think Ryan Day got exposed. I think there was a better head coach on the field. But to get back to Fernando Mendoza, if you're already on the fence for Fernando Mendoza, I don't know pre or post game. I'm sorry, I don't know in game or post game made you feel better that's going to be the guy. Because what are we talking about?
I mean, I did in the second half. I legitimately did in the second half. He made a couple really nice throws in there, but it's not as if I'm the person knocking down the door for Mendoza to begin with anyway. He clinched the Heisman, by the way. Did you see the Vegas odds shift on this whole thing?
Yeah.
I mean, he went from plus 170 before the game got underway to like minus 2,500 on Sunday morning. Like, they basically, Vegas gave him the Heisman after that performance.
216-474-0092, Fernando Mendoza in Indiana 1.
So you're out of Mendoza is what you're saying.
I'm more out.
Or based off of that game alone, if you only had to judge that one. Because I kept wondering, like, midnight on Saturday, what was the reactions going to be? And I agree overall. I don't think many people left being like, oh, we must have that guy. But you did see on Sunday during the broadcast, you saw a couple people had signs up for Mendoza at Huntington Bank Stadium.
Yeah, I just think it's to the point of, like, if you're going to take a quarterback, I need someone to make it a yes. Like, right now, it's somewhere in between a yes and a no, and that's... The idea were that for him and Dante Moore and Archman and anybody that could hypothetically come out this season or this draft season is incredibly concerning that I don't have like a, yeah, that's the guy.
I mean, it feels like last year in many ways.
I kind of feel like it's worse.
I mean, it could get there. I think there's something to Dante Moore that I just don't think he's going to. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to come out or not.
I want to see more.
I do, too. Pun intended. I do, too. We got to retire that one, right? Like, when we have these Dante Moore discussions, we got to retire that, right?
Which one?
The more puns attached to it all.
So you would like to see Dante
I'd like to
less.
See less. Yeah, I'd like to see less. Oh, no, this is going to be brutal. Why can't people just have normal names? You know, I can't.
Dante Moore is a normal name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Less is more.
Goes back to the old countries. 216-474-0092.
I'm sure it does.
I did the Big Ten title game. Listen, you're the one.
What name doesn't go back to the old countries?
I'll find.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay.
Did the Big Ten title game make you want Fernando Mendoza in Cleveland more? Fernando James in Akron, welcome to the show.
Okay, I got to ask a question. First of all, the top four quarterbacks in the college right now, you have to say the top five. Now, you have to look at Sanders. He was always number one or two the whole year. Now, let's look at the ones that are there. Who's better of the top five quarterbacks right now in the league, in college, that's come out that's going to be better than Sanders? That's one question. The next question is this. I have yet to see in 30, 40 years a quarterback to come out of college and is able to lead their team to anything. So if the Browns decide, okay, we're going to go for a quarterback, what they're saying, we got a 3 or 4 year window.
Jaden Daniels just did this. What do you mean?
Yeah. Look at him. I mean, you named
the guy. Year one, he went to the NFC title game.
Oh, you're talking about the boy from Philly. Okay.
The guy from Washington.
I'll give him to him. I want you to tell me what quarterback in college right now is better than the four that we have. I mean, the two that we have. Out of the top four or five. They're not there. Now the next thing, let me go to this. Everybody's talking about firing the coach. Okay, I don't know if you fired a coach or not. I can't fault him because the coach picked the guy that he thought was going to be successful and he wasn't. But he gave him too much rope. Now if we had Sanders earlier playing like he's playing now, we probably would have won four or five games that we've lost. So I mean, you gotta give the guy credit for what he's doing. Nothing's wrong with our coach, but you guys want to get rid of him. So you do what you do.
James.
Right, but you got to be real. Be real about what's going on and evaluate the people for what they do.
James, that's all we've done.
That's all we've done. That's the whole job that yeah. we've done, James.
James, I might not agree
with our evaluation, but that's all we've done.
Yeah, by the way, you just said, you don't know if you're going to fire Stefanski, but that he just got it wrong. Yeah, that means he should be fired. When you get it wrong more than you get it right, then that's how we evaluate you. I don't remember any of the questions because they were like.
Well, one of them was, do we think Shador is better than the other college quarterbacks that are there right now?
But better how? Those guys are going to go in the first round. A few of them are going to go into the first round. Shador was a fifth rounder. I thought he was a second round talent. You thought he was worth the number two pick in the draft.
Right.
So I don't know how we're grading a guy that we've seen on the NFL field versus that.
Also, are we doing this like if they all played tomorrow with the Browns, how would they all fare out? Is that the question too? Is that
part
of it?
There were questions. There was a riddle
would be
in
the unquestioned answer.
The facsimile in there, maybe hyperbole, some light erotica. I don't know. There was a lot there.
White erotica?
Light erotica.
Oh, the white isn't the part that I got hung up on.
Oh,
this is off the rails.
I thought you said something else. I was like, I would never say that. Now, you're not going to out-freak this freak, okay?
No, I didn't get that specific with the type of erotica.
You're looking at me like I'm being ridiculous.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.